Kum Lamna and Ablankim Moreh, we're up to the few tests, Amar Aleph, right in the middle of the page. Okay, up to the few tests, Amar Aleph, right in the middle of the page. Amar Rav. Rav lays down a rule. Amar Rav. So we said, but the last Gemara we learned was about Yitzika, whether it can be done by a Zor, which our Mishnah learns, or Rav Shimon holds it has to be done by a Kohen. Amar Rav says Rav, Kol Mokum Shenema Toida V'Chuka, wherever the Toida in Kabbalas uses the word Zoyis Toida, and it also says Chuka, that means Ein La'akev. The Toida is telling you this is the way, and this, we had before by Kachim, it has to be repeated twice before we say it's Ma'akev. It says once, it's only L'chatchila. So we're saying over here also, okay, Yehuda, here we can start. We're saying over here also, 10 seconds ago. Whenever Rav says, whenever it says Toida and Chukah, even though it doesn't repeat it twice, that means the Toida says, insist this is the way it should be done and no other way. Kasalka data, would have to tell you test Rav right in the middle of the page. Kasalka data, so right now we understood Rav literally, Tati boy, you need both Sai Chukah and Sai Toida. Kirchsi, like it says, Zois Chukah Sa Toida. We find the expression where it says, Zois Chukah Sa Toida, like Paradum. So it knows you need both before that we say it's Ma'akiv. Let me ask you a question. The Hare Nazir, what about a Nazir? It says there also, Zois Toidas HaNazir. The Lexiv Be'el Toid, it says only Zois Toidas HaNazir. And yet, Vama Rav says the Dinim by a Nazir, for example, Tunufa, that you have to wave by a Nazir, is Ma'akiv. Is Ma'akiv the Nazir from becoming totally tired? We'd have you test someone else right in the middle of the page. Shiny, Hossam, Nozer is different. You're right. Normally, maybe you need both side Toyd and side Chukah, but there's different. Kivin the Chsiv, it says, Kain Yasa. It says by a nozi, it says always trade a nozi and finish with the posse. Ken yasa al trade as nizoy. What's his extra ken yasa? Sholem aleichem, malutov. Amen. Ken yasa means this is how it should be, and no other way. So this extra word ken yasa is achieves the same thing. Commanding sibu chukka dome, as if it's written chukka as well. What about Hari Toida? What about a carbon Toida? We know that four different kinds of challah. Like Kesiva Bay is not written Ella Toida. It says there by it says Toida. And yet, with Tanan, we learned it says Zois Toidas Zevach Hashlam. Only the word Toida is a chuk. And yet, we know that Abba Shabbat Toida Ma'akvit Azeh. The four different kinds of challahs, if you don't bring all the four different kinds, it's Ma'akvit each other. By the way, I looked up an Isaran is 2.4 liters. I don't know how you commute that into kilos because it's not a dry weight, but it's 2.4 liters.
It's volume.
It's volume, yeah. So I don't know what.
The coinage is weight.
Yes, I don't know how you work that. So the Gemara.
It's tiny with 2.4 liters if you put flour in there.
Yes, yeah, so how is 2.4 liters if you commute that into kilos? Was that in grams? How does that work? Don't know. Shiny Toida, Toida is different. The Iskish Nozir. Here the Toida is different because we compare it to Nozir. It says Nozir, it's Ma'akib. Over here also we know that it's Ma'akib. Where is it compared? It says the Pasik, Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov. It says in the Pasik that the Chalas Lechem Chomet. You should bring carbon. Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov. It says Shlomov, it's Shlomim. And we learn Shlomov. What does it mean? It's Shlomim. We'll learn later. L'Rabbi Shalmi Nozir. To teach you as well the shlamim of a nozir. And therefore we see that it's included in this pasuk. So we know that what? That nozir is very similar to a toida. So a toida you learn from nozir. You learn toida from nozir. And we learn from there, you know, how much oil and all that. So we also learn this din as well, that it's makiv. What about Metzayda? It says by Metzayda, only Toida. And yet, with Tanan, we learned clearly, Arba Minish Metzayda, the four things that you need to bring Metzayda. You know, the cedar tree, and the Shnei Salas, and the hyssop, and the pigeons. They're all makiv. Makiv is there. I know. Shiny Hossam. Again, there's different kivachiv. It says, Zois Tiyat Toida Metzayda. It doesn't just say Toida. It says Zois. Because it says Zois Kamani Kosev Chukadami, as if it says the word Chuk as well, and we learn enough of the word Zois, we learn the word Tia. Tia means this is how it should be, and no other way. says Gemara, fine. So we're still assuming Rav meant you need both. You need Sai Toyd and Sai Chukah. But Yom Kippuri, it says, by Yom Kippur, it says, Vahoy Solachem Lechukas Oilam. The Lechosabe El Chukah Vetnan. Yet we learned that Shnei Seida Yom Kippur, the two goats you have to set aside, one for the Chatz, one for the Zazel. Me'akvin Zeze, that they have been one without the other, and that Yetzah. I just only Toyd. It's either Torah or Chukah. Oh, about Ishar Kabbonis. What about all other Kabbonis? Because it's Torah. So according to you, Torah alone is enough. And every carbon practically, it says the word Torah. And yet, we know certain things by Kabbonis, like Smich and other things. We know it's not Ma'akv if you don't do it. So the answer, you're right. You're missing the Rav. Torah boi Chukah. The Chukah loy boi Torah. Torah requires Chukah, but Chukah does not require Torah. So the obvious question is, so what does Chukah, what role does Chukah have? What role does Torah have? We had the same question a week ago, by Etzba. And we, you know, Etzba means the right, and then you need Etzba and the word Koyin, and then we said, really, it's Etzba on its own. So we might ask the question, and Koyin, what is it coming to teach you? And we say, Bikahuna, that he has to be wearing his vestments, he has to be wearing clothes. So the question here is also, what are you tied it for? And Taita says, surely this is the Russia, I just don't know what it is. Okay, so the Maravite. Okay, but the Rav said, what do you tell me he means one? It says, he said you need both. Even though it says Torah, so chukah, fine, otherwise no. What about a mincha? It says chol zocher b'nei Aaron, it says yechal, they should be eating. So it says clearly chok olam forever. So there's or yechleno chok olam. So it says mefelish chok and yivam rav kol makom sheher. And Rav said by mincha the following rule: call within mincha kol makom sheher zirakosa b'teidas mincha. Why did the Torah repeat certain dinim regarding kol mincha to tell you that these are the only things that I'm akiv, ain't la akiv. You just said Rav. So Rav says himself. Here's a mincha only repeats if it only says once. He's not akiv. And previously he said that if it says the word chok, it is ma'akiv. Herzid in le herzid lo. And here he says davkiv. He repeats it. Otherwise, even though it says chukah, nothing. Says the Gemara, chok nothing. Shiny hosam the chiksiv chukah chiliksiv chukah on its own means it's ma'akiv. But that particular pasuk you quoted me, kol zochem ne adon yechlen no chok oilam. What's it talking about? The eating side of the mincha, not regarding the hakrov of the mincha. What about lechem aponim? It says v'chlu abem makom kadosh, in a holy place. It says Ish Hashem chok oilam, but lechem aponim is a lechem aponim that you hear. Let's put this on top of the case there. But lechem aponim, the chik siva chuka achilik siva lechem aponim. Where it says chuka, it says by achila. That you should, it says v'achlu when became kaddish. Kodesh kadosh lo yishem chok oilam. Says v'achlu you should eat. And it says the chok oilam. And yet now we learn that everything by lech upon is ma'akiv. And had enough the word chok. But the word chok is written by eating. It's now shnei sdori ma'akiv. You need 12 chalos sticks. It's not going to work. And shnei bazich and ma'akiv. The two spoons over there with the lavoina is ma'akiv each other. Has dori va bazich and ma'akiv. That if one of them is no good, the other side also is no good. And how do you know that from the word chok? It says by chila. It says like this. Elo kol heicha diksiva achila akula milsa ksiva. You're right. If it says the chok by achila, it refers to every step of the procedure. So it goes back to the original question. So why by mincha did we say that only in those parts of mincha where the Torah repeats itself is ma'akib, but everywhere else is not ma'akib, even though it says chok? Shiny hosam, by mincha we have another mi'at, which seems to be saying that not everything applies. It says in the posse that the koyin should bring up its askara, migirsa umishamna. From the crushed wheat. Umishamna, from its oil. It could have just said, as Ash explained, it could have said, Megidus umishamen. Why is it Girsa umishamna? Is Girsa umishamen ma'akvin to tell you it, to tell you that why, that these are the only things that are ma'akiv by if you don't grind it and you don't put the oil in, it's ma'akiv. They ain't dovracha ma'akiv, and nothing else is ma'akiv. So without oil, it's not yetze. Because you have an extra meal, what do you need this meat for? We already have chukah. If everything written by mincha is automatically included and is ma'akiv, so why does the Torah say megirso mishamna to tell you that no, only these things are ma'akiv, only girso and shamna is ma'akiv, not other things? Okay, gufo, let's understand what the Rav just said by mincha. Whatever the Torah repeats by mincha, ain't elak is only ma'akiv. Ushmul Amar. So everything by Mincha is repeated to Ma'akiv. Shmuel says, Gedes v'shemen Ma'akiv, or Gedes v'shemen Ma'akiv, but ain't no v'lach Ma'akiv. Dafke these things are Ma'akiv. I think they're repeated, it's not necessarily Ma'akiv. Ayel Shmuel, Afagav, the Tonne Bekrod, Ma'akva Shmuel holds that even though it's repeated, it's not Ma'akiv. How can that be? We have a rule by Kachim, anything that's repeated is Ma'akiv. Ella, this is how the rule is. Kol Hecha, the Tonne Bekrod, whatever the Pasuk clearly repeats it. In Aramaic, a shin becomes a tough. Anyway, it definitely repeats it. Vade Ma'akva, definitely it's Ma'akiv. The Hocha over here, where they're arguing on the Pasuk where it says, Malay Kumtzai, Bekumtzai Kamifgi. One Pasuk says, Malay Kumtzai, and the other Pasuk says, Kaimit, is that considered repetition or not? The Tanya, we learn, it says in the Pasuk that the Koyin, the Bnei Anna Koyinim, should take, it should be Kaimit, Malay Kumtzai, from the flour and the oil and so on. And then another pasuk it says they should lift the kaimitz. It says bekumtzay misaylis. So what does that mean? Shalay yas midah lekaimitz. So we learned from there that it should be first of all a fistful. You shouldn't use a measuring cup to take out the kaimitz. You should use your hand to take out the kaimitz.
It depends on the size of the coin, not on the size.
Yeah, size of the hand. Yeah. Okay, so don't take a scoop. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Subjective measure.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. So we don't usually.
Does a kaimitz, or if Avram Bablosovsky does a kaimitz, they're going to be very different.
But we don't want to use a keli, a special scooper, I mean. Use your hand.
So if you want to have more of the mincha to eat,
get up and use
a small kaimitz.
That's exactly right. Rav Sov, Rav holds, Hanami Tone Bekra. Rav holds. That this thing that it should use your hand and not a keli, that in itself also is repeated. How do I know? Here we have the word malay kumtzai, or bekumtzai, which means we want to use your hand. And the chesiv in another pasuk it says when they brought vayakre, when they did the maluyim, it says vayakre v'sayim mincha, they brought the mincha, and it says vayemale kapoy mimenu. They use the hand, they fill the hand. So that's already, the Torah is repeating another time, dafka your hand. So it's repetitive. And Shmuel says, no, Deiris, Mishalei Yafin, that's Shiv's Me'am Aluyim. You cannot learn from anything that occurred during Shiv's Me'am Aluyim. It's not considered at all as if it's written the second time over here. So therefore he says, Dafke, only when it says Giris, Rishamen, those things are Ma'akiv. But don't bring me things with Shiv's Me'am Aluyim, you can't learn from there at all. No, I agree, anything repeated in the Torah by Kar Minchas Ma'akiv, but not...
But that's the ultimate.
And what am I being Shoyl? I'm being Shoyl, don't bring me Rayas from what happened to his Mamaluim. But Rav does. Says the Gemara, the Lo Yalev, the Shmuel, the Mishar, says what? Shmuel is laying down a rule that he does not learn things for future generations from a one-off event from the Moshe Shiv's Mamaluim. Let me ask you a question. But Nan, we learned previously, Kleh Halach, those measuring cups that are dedicated for liquid, mikach and salach. You put in the liquid, it makes it to clay shadows, it makes it holy. But if you put in there dry flour, it won't make it holy. Well, mid is yavish, and those measuring cups that are meant for flour, mikach is a yavish, they'll sanctify the yavish. Ve'en kli alach, mikach is a yavish. But if you put yavish into lach, into a liquid measuring cup, it's not going to work. And ve'loi mid is yavish, mikach is a lach. And if you put a cup that measures flour, and you put in the oil, it's not going to be make it holy. Dedicated cups. What about, let's say, dedicated measuring cups? What about a keli, for example, in the base of Migdash, they use mizrakas to collect the blood? So it's a keli dedicated for liquid, but it's not dedicated to measure liquid. It's dedicated to hold liquid. If you put flour in there, it will make it kadosh. The only thing that we are shayl is things which are dedicated measuring cups. And how do I know that? From the mice within the seam. I know from the seam. Shneim, Mekach Chesiv, it says, Shneim, every Nasi brought, Shneim, Maleim, Soilis, they brought of these kabanas. And said they're impossible, that Shneim, Maleim, Soilis. They had a Mizrak Echad Kesev, and they had a Karas Kesev. It's made for blood. It's dedicated for blood, but because it's not a measuring cup, it's a shnei melaim seilus. It's clear that you could put seilus in these things.
The Mizrak, it didn't have a specific size. It could be different
sizes. Yeah, no sizes. And we're not interested, yeah. Whatever blood comes out. It's not like a loig shall show me exactly a loig.
What
yeah.
I'm getting at is it's not a measuring cup. It's standard issue Mizrak.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the Chayyim, we see that clearly he doesn't learn Shalodayda. Says the Gemara, and you always wonder this question: why do we repeat 12 times in the Tater the same thing? And all the Rabbanim, all the Rabbanim have this drasha. The Gemara said we learn halacha from there. Shiny hosam the Tani Bakra traces Zimnin. You know why the Tater tells you 12 times? So you can know that even though normally we don't learn Shah Ludaitis, it's Daitis from Shah, but here you will. Because I'm repeating it so many times. That's why it's repeated. Interesting. So the Gemara. So Teza asks, why don't we say it's Shnei Ksuvim Bo'in Kecher Melamdin? So others want to say that's Taka Tuksuvim. Or in three, it's 12. You can't, you know, be flashier. Okay, so Rav Kahn Rav Asi said to Rav, what about you have to approach the Mizbeach with your mincha, the Tony Bakra, to repeat it twice? You're telling me that everyone is Maida. To repeat it twice is Makiv. If we know that Hagosha is repeated a number of times, and yet it's not Makiv. The Gemara says, Man Tana Bei Dichsiv. Who is, where is it repeated? Where is this repeated? Not Man, or Mai. Man usually means who. My Tana Bei, where does it? Which pasuk repeats it? It says in pasuk, "Zois Toidas Hamincha Hakrev Oisa." This is the Mincha Hakrev Oisa. Hakrev means bring it close. So that's a lechayda. That's an extra pasuk. And Bnei Aaron Lifnei Hashem. Ahu or Lifnei Hashem. You got to bring it Hakrev Lifnei Hashem, which means you got to bring it to the Mizbech. The Gemara says no. That's not considered an extra time. You know why Hagosha Namakiv? I, he says in another pasuk, this is not a repetition. This is come tell you another din altogether. Which side of the Mizbech, or where actually should you bring it? It says, bring it Lifnei Hashem. Where? And that's what we need this Lifnei Hashem. If you remember, we had it before already. What do we have? The Tanya, we learned Lifnei Hashem. We learned that you should bring it before Hashem. Where exactly? If you look at the picture in Rashi, there are two opinions where the Mizbeach is. If you remember that everything is on the west side of the thing and the entrance is on the east side. The entrance to the Beis HaMikdash and the Heichel is on the east side, right? The wide door. The bottom of the picture. Then you have the Mizbeach. This is the opinion of the Tanakama. The Mizbeach is sort of centered and then you have the ramp. If you want to go Pnei Mizbeach, what's the opening, the entrance of Mizbeach? Where the ramp is. So the entrance of the Mizbeach here is not really in front of it. The picture is not exactly accurate. It's be more centered. But it's not exactly in front of the Beis HaMikdash. But then if you say Lifnei Hashem, it has to be in front of the Beis HaMikdash, which means it has to be on the east side, right? If you say, on the western side, close as west as possible to the Heichel. If you say Pnei HaMizbech, it has to be on the south side, because the north is on the right side and the south on the left side. So how are they compatible? And this is the problem. Says the Gemara, this is the problem we have. One pasuk, it says, the time of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means L'chayri Yachol Ma'irish. You're done on the west side, right in front of the Heichel. Talmud Lema says another pasuk, El Pnei HaMizbech. It says, Zoyz Teir HaMizbech, you should bring it close, El Pnei HaMizbech, which is the south side. El Pnei HaMizbech, Yachol B'dosh, be in the south side of the Azor, Talmud Lema Lifnei Hashem, which has to be on the west side. Hakeitzet, Ma'gisha B'keren Dreimiz Ma'ravis. You do it on the southwest corner. If you bring it to the southwest corner, so it's facing the Mizbech, but it's also diagonally across the entrance to the Heichel. The corner there of the horn, v'dayin, that's enough. Comes along Rabbi Lezer and says, the Gemara will explain, Rabbi Lezer holds that the entire Mizbeach has moved over, shifted over to the north, totally to the north. So you can have the front of Mizbeach and the front of the Heichel the same place. Rabbi Lezer, I would have thought you should do it on the west side, or the south side, which should be, I'll say the following. Whenever you have two psukim, one of them, if you follow one pasuk, you're able to somehow or another reconcile the other pasuk. But if you follow the other pasuk, you can only follow one pasuk and cancel the other one. And obviously, you walk away from the pasuk, which only satisfies itself and rejects the other pasuk. And you follow the pasuk, which allows you to follow both. How does that work? If you're going to go on the west side, it's not in front of the Mizbech. On the south side. But if you're going to follow the south side, kiyamta lifnei Hashem, you fulfill both. How can you fulfill both? Look at the picture over here. If you're on the Pnei Mizbech, which is the south side, you're nowhere near the west. This Tana holds that kulam is bad, but tzofen koi. So if you're walking up the ramp is right in front of the Heichel. So if you go in front of the ramp, Pnei Hashem, that's it. That's Pnei Mizbech. It's also in front of the Heichel.
This Tana holds that the ramp is aligned with the opening of the
Heichel. That's right. I mean, you don't need to go on the Ma'arovitz Gremis. Exactly. That's right. And therefore, the whole, the whole Dor Mizbech is Pnei Hashem. It's all in line in front of the Heichel. So you don't have to dafka do it on Ma'arovitz Gremis. Okay, so therefore, this particular pasuk is not an extra pasuk to tell you you have to be megish to the mizbech. It's a pasuk to tell you the site where you should bring the mincha to. So it's not ma'akif. Maskul Rabun has a question. So you tell me that anyway that's repeated is ma'akif. Because everybody, let me ask you a question. Hari melach salt latana bekra, and you tell me that if it only says once, it's not ma'akif. What about salt? The light tona bekra, it's not repeated, and yet ma'akif be. It is ma'akif. The time we learned, it says a posse that all the kachin you bring, this is really the matanus kuna, all the things that you bring, you should bring to your children. Vayte bris melach olam hi lifnei Hashem. So it says bris melach olam hu. Should hey bris amura b'melach yudah, that it should be a bris by melach, that all kabbanis require salt. So we see that it's ma'akif, even though it doesn't say, it's not repeated, and doesn't say chukah or whatever. Rabshim says Nemakan. Rabshim doesn't argue in principle; he just learns it a different way. He says Nemakan. Here says Bris Melech Olam. Here's a Bris Melech Olam by Kairach and Pasha Kairach. But Nemal Halon. It says in another pasuk that it should be a Bris Kuhunas Olam. Should be a Bris Kuhunas Olam. So Kishem. So this is one by Kairach. Kishem by Matz Kuhunah. Kishem she ef she lekabonas blekuhunah. It says that it should be like a Bris Kuhunah. What do we know? No karma can be brought without a coin. So too, no karma can be brought without salt. Kach ef she lekabonas blemelech. No carbon can be brought without salt. So Balapoyal, we learn out from here. So here they learn out that salt is vital, yet it's not repeated. It's not repeated, nor does it say chukah.
So
Kashanav.
Is Maram Achad Maracham like Kugi?
Exactly. The Mashmah is Doshani
Kabanai. It's not an argument. It's not,
where do you learn it from? So the question is, according to Rav, what's Rav going to do? And Rav, and some more to say, and according to Rav, sold is not Ma'akiv. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be Yasef, you're right. Rav holds that sold is not Ma'akiv. I, Lepoil, you have these two Tanoimi and Vejas Ma'akiv. Rav, Kitana, Didonsri, Lidama, Loy Molach Kosher. If you remember the Mishnah we learned yesterday, so if you didn't pour the oil, by pouring the oil, we said it means you definitely had to pour the oil, but it was not done by a Kohen, it was done by a Zor. But then we said, V'loy Molach, he didn't sold, because our Mishnah holds, it's not Ma'akiv. And why Taka's not Ma'akiv? Because it's not repeated. And don't say Chukah. I have heard of Shimon, so they argue. Tana argues. Amale Abaya jumped at his Rebbe as usual. Ihochi, so you're going to take Loy Molach, literally there was no salt. So according to you, you should also take Loy Yotzik Nami Loy Yotzik Lal. That means you didn't put any oil. And we know that oil is Ma'akiv. Ela Loy Yotzik Koyin Lazar. Novos, you told me that what does it mean Loy Yotzik? Like a Koyin didn't do it Azar. Nuhochi Nami Loy Molach Koyin Lazar. So by salt Luchayin means the same thing. Like a Koyin didn't do it. But Azar did it. But you have to be Molach. So that means even our Mishnah agrees you have to salt it. Yeah. A bit hard to understand Abaye because in the Mishnah, remember we learned Gemara yesterday, it says Loy Bolal, you didn't mix it, and we clearly said you don't have to mix it, it's not Ma'akiv. And you want to ask the question, maybe it means Loy Bolal Koyin, but Azar, but we brought it up Zayda there, that shows the Fader, you don't have to be Ma'akiv, it's only Ruah. So what's Abaye's question here? Ella, Omar Le, Sabi Yisuf answered back, here he answered back, and he said, Chi Sala Al Daitach, were you going to think that Shazor cut him? He says, yeah, because the salt has to be on the Mizbech. Here you can't learn Loi Bolal Vehastas, Loi Molach Koyin al Zor. Can't be. Mitzis, it can't be. So obviously, here must be. The Mishnah said Loi Molach, it means at all. So really, the Shukabetz really asked, maybe Taka, the guy did the wrong thing and talking about Azor, and Azor went up there.
The wrong order.
What do you mean? The salt has, you're not allowed to be kaimitz when the salt is. I mean, nothing else is allowed to be on the thing except even the levina has to be pushed to the side when you do a kmitzah. So you can't. You salt only afterwards. Remember, we learned a few days ago. If there's a gargil shal melach enter the kaimitz, you ruined it. Maybe everyone agrees that Taka it's Ma'akiv. But you know why? Here's different. I doesn't repeat it because the wording is used, Bris, is a covenant. Bris sounds like Azayiz does, and there's no other way around it. Says the Gemara, I don't understand your original question. Now the most thing, Pung Faket. V'loi Tana Be'kara, well, it wasn't repeated. But see, there's another passage where it says, V'chol Korban Min Chascha Ban Melech Timlech, you should all have salt. So what do you, your whole premise, well, it's not repeated, then you want to know why, and he has a kasha, and your whole premise is wrong. It is repeated, twice. No, that's not a repetition. Any time that is repeated for a particular purpose is not considered a repetition. When you look at time, you learned. Ilu Nemba would have said korban b'melach. If it would said korban, stam korban b'melach shemani, I would have thought anything which is called a korban requires salt. And we learned a number of times in Sechatainis and other places that etim and tzvachim, that wood, donating wood, is also called a korban. So I would have thought you donate wood to burn a mizbech, you have to salt it. Because carbon, every carbon needs salt. Shemai, I would have thought, I feel the etzim, even wood also requires salt. I would have thought vadam and even blood, because blood also is the carbon. In fact, that's the most important part of a carbon. I would have thought you have to salt the blood. Shenikru carbon, the fatam aleima, the pasuk said, v'chol carbon min chascha. So it's not stam extra. It's coming to tell you dafke, the carbon part of it, not the wood and not the dam. Ma mincha miyachedes, just like a mincha is unique. Sha'acheidim boin choleiva, the mincha needs the wood. Wood doesn't need anything else. Only thing is af kosha chedim boin chayvula. Any carbon that needs wood needs salt. But anything that doesn't, but wood itself doesn't need salt.
Which carbon doesn't need wood?
Wood. Wood is a carbon.
If someone
and blood doesn't need. It doesn't need carbon either. Ima mincha, Gemara said, okay, I understand, but wood, but maybe takadam, yuchedesh materes, avkosh materes. Maybe how do you know to, okay, well, I understand how we exclude wood, but how do you know to exclude blood? What does it happen with mincha? When you do a kmitzah by a mincha, what happens? You're able to eat the balance. When you sprinkle the blood on the mizbech, you're able to eat the carbon. So maybe blood should be included in the mincha, that you should salt the blood also. Maybe you have to salt blood. Ima. If it's like there's a kosher.
I suppose if you donate wine for nisuch, is also.
It's not a carbon.
It's not carbon.
No, it's ancillary or whatever. Ima mincha miyachedesh shemateres av kosher mater. Also, it's not mater anything. What's the wine? It's a carbon on its own. That's it. The whole thing goes in bech. Anything with the whole thing goes in mizbech is different. We're talking about something which allows you to do something else. Imam mincha miyachedesh shemateres av kosher mater. Overdone shemater. Maybe blood also included. Tam aleimer. Therefore, it says a pasuk. It says, "V'le'sazbish melech bris lekecha me'al mincha secher." From above you mincha. What's the extra word? We're talking about the mincha already. Why is the same pasuk repeat again? Me'al mincha secher, to tell you, "V'le'i me'al damcha." Only from the mincha, not from the blood. Yochel, I would have thought, "Hey mincha kula tuna melech." I would have thought, "Okay." It says the pasuk, "V'chol kar minchascha." We have thought the entire mincha, perhaps even the part that for eating. I would have thought that not only the kaimitz requires salting, but everything requires salting. Tamaloyme korban. Carbon, the part that's a carbon. Which part of the mincha is a carbon? What happened? You take a kmitzah, you scoop it out, you put it on, that's the carbon part. That part needs salting. The balance is eaten by the kainim. You don't put that on the mizbech. Has their own oven. And therefore, that does not need salting. Tamaloyme carbon. Carbon to a melech, and michet kul to a melech. So every word in that pasuk teaches you another halacha. There's no repetition here. All I know is that the kaimitz requires salting. How do you know that the lavoina also needs its own salting? You know how I know that the lavoina is included? Because the lavoina, as we had yesterday, is unique by a mincha, that these are like by the two sheep and shavuos, the two matirim are disparate from each other. Here, they've joined the same keli. You put the kmitz in the keli, and then on top of that, first you take away the lavoina so you can do kmitz properly, and then after you put the kmitz in the keli, you go take the lavoina. You put in the same keli, the chad mana, both in the same keli. She came bo ima be keli echa, because in the same keli, you need salt for the kaimitz, you need salt for the levoina as well. Menayin le rabbis, okay, that's when they go together. How do you know to include the levoina habob if ne atzmo levoina habob zich, and how do you know levoina when it goes on its own? It also requires salt. If a guy says, I'm donating levoina to the base of Migdash, the din is that you donate it. How do you know it's included? And levoina habob bezich, and how do you know the levoina that comes in those spoons that are for the lechem upon him? Well, there's no mincha there. How do you know that? And all that's brought up in the Rebbech is only that, nothing else. How do you know that needs salting? Or haktara is mincha's kain, the mincha of a kain, which all of it goes in the Rebbech. There's no kaimitz there. How do you know that needs salting? Or mincha's kain Mashiach, or the chavis and the kain gadol, and all of it goes in the Rebbech. How do you know that needs salting? Or mincha's nesachim, if a guy donates nesachim, a mincha together the carbon. How do you know that whole thing gets burnt in the Rebbech? How do you know that needs salting? A mure chat is a mure yoshim, all the things that go entirely to Mizbech. How do you know they know? All we know is a mincha. The mure kachi kachim, and for example, like Shavuos and all that, a mure kachi kalim, and the fast kachi kalim, a mure vore oile vore saif menain. How do you know all of these things require salting as well? Tamalayme, therefore it says in the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk, after talks of mincha, it says, al kol kabancha takri melech, and all your kabanas you bring salt. That's how we know everything needs salt. And we'll then elaborate more on this tomorrow. Thank you.